again. It's Monday, April 22nd. Leah is in for Grant, who we forgot what you were doing to Great Grant, but whatever it is, I hope you're having a blast.
Maybe the other twins did.
Maybe. The twins, no, they're playing tonight.
Oh,
they're playing tonight. Yeah. They're three and like a lot. Yeah. Patrick Royce stopped by the Double Wide today to inform us about the sports.
He wanted to know if we were excited for the Timberwolves. I looked at him blankly.
Very. It was the first time, you know, Grant was there. So Grant was thrilled. But yeah, we are. We could. They won one game.
All right. That's Grant's weekend claim to fame.
Give us yours, because I knew that was way too much time on Grant, who's not even
not
here.
Not even here, for crying out loud, Julia.
Get real.
You know what? My weekend claim to fame is Yes, it would be when I went to Duluth this weekend. All I did was go out to eat, shop, and drink. And visit.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a lot of people.
Lovely.
You haven't been there in a long time.
Oh, it'd been so long since I'd been home, like October. So, I hit Burger King on the way up to Duluth for a Whopper Jr., flung the onion and tomato out of the car, turned the 50 station on in the still of the night happened, and a big eagle came down right in full view of my car, and I yelled to both of our dads. I would say, hi, Dad. Hi, Daddy-o. Mm-hmm. Then I went, had to get my Uncle Ron a McGriddle.
Oh, so Lori did fast food.
I went to a very nice restaurant called OCM in the West End of Duluth. It's the same people own the Duluth Grill.
Oh, yeah. That place is so good.
And this stands for Oink Cow Moo or something like that, okay. OCM. But it's a smokehouse kind of a restaurant in the revitalized West End where it's all like brewery. I mean, really
It's fun
great.
Over there. Yeah.
Really. And it was popping. It was popping. So I did. And, you know, had to go to grandma's and I met my nephew's girlfriend and I liked her. And
nice.
They seemed to like each other. And that made me delighted. So it was just a nice family weekend. But Julia, you would have been proud. Two fast food. But my uncle was like, McGriddle, have you had one?
Oh.
My uncle
Ron. Have you never
had
a McGriddle before?
Never, Julia.
Oh.
I'm not familiar with fast food the way you are.
Those have been around for like 500 years,
yeah,
haven't they, Leah?
Yeah. Like,
the only thing I've ever had at McDonald's is I love that sausage bacon egg biscuit.
Oh,
that's like 1,000 calories, you know.
Yes.
But yeah, I got him a McGriddle. He was so happy.
That's so
and funny. I have to say, it did look good. And I was impressed when he said, oh, yeah, this is soaked in syrup before they give it to you.
Oh, the McGriddle. I don't think
they put the syrup inside of it.
Yeah. So it's a little. Yeah. Anyway, he was like, you know, he was real happy. He's in a rehab center. And, you know, I think he used to like maybe swing by a fast food. And he's not had a car and a fast food option. So he was like,
it's so funny, happy. Our fast food stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad's last meal was a fillet of fish and a chocolate malt from McDonald's with me.
My dad, he couldn't taste anything, but if he had an opportunity to have a burger, a Whopper Jr., he could taste it all.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I love that.
Good old food.
How about you?
I hit so many balls this week, and I played tennis for a couple hours. I played pickleball for a lot of hours.
It was nice down here?
It was nice. Saturday was cold and windy, but I was indoors just hitting, having so much fun. And then yesterday outdoors with a ton of women just playing pickleball. It was super fun. I had a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty mellow. How about you, Leah?
Well, you know what? I caught Richard II at the Guthrie Friday night.
Oh, Rocco went to that too.
It was a great time. It was a really, really top-notch production. They do a great job there, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Little date with my daughter.
We are terrible about our Shakespeare.
We're Shakespeare. what do we call it when we are not into the Shakespeare? We are Shakespeareists.
You're culturally aware non-attenders.
Yes. That is
and
exactly
it's because, you know.
We're worried about our attention span. And I never am worried about my attention span, but even I am worried about the attention span. But I heard Rocco telling John and Steve about it. And
I think as an adult, I feel like I went to Christmas Carol too young and couldn't understand
and
anything. You know, I think I was kind of like.
Although, you know, that's not Shakespeare.
Oh, I know. That's stupid. That's Dickens. But I did.
But I like that you're putting them
together.
But
you know, I put them in the thou-with category.
Yeah, it's all there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we would probably like it.
Yeah. We're just. Oh, and I did have a nice 420 celebration.
Oh, of course.
You Hey-o. Yeah.
I watched the new show, High Hopes.
High Hopes.
Jimmy Kimmel show.
How was it?
Well, I sent Grant a text yesterday and I said, oddly, I've watched the whole thing and I feel like you should have watched instead of me.
Yeah.
But it was kind of good. I mean, it's weird. It's weird.
I'm not going to watch it.
But it's you. I've never seen anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah. I know a friend of mine, her son was home from Colorado. Mm-hmm. And disillusion with the cannabis state as far as like a business.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there were some articles because when it first became illegal in Seattle, I remember my friend, she's like, all I do is smell pot, you know, and that kind of stuff.
There's a setup period or whatever. But anyway, he was also, you know, helium's been discovered on the Iron Range, the largest helium deposit in the world outside of Babbitt. Do you guys know about that?
No, I know they're turning back an area to be.
No. They accidentally discovered this drilling for something else, pure helium, which apparently is used for every MRI. In the world.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like the purest. People are very excited up on the range. Yeah. Yeah. And then the other big talk was the big UPS truck that blew over, the Amazon truck that blew over on the Bong Bridge, a FedEx truck. Empty.
Did you see? That was wild looking at that picture.
That's how windy it was. But anyway, so that's all the news of the Northland.
Oh, God, Lori, I love it. Well, a guy, you know, Good Samaritans rescued a guy in a car fire on 94 and Snelling. That was on every single news story.
Well, it was very dramatic. I was impressed with the people who were filming it and the cars that were whizzing by in the other lanes that nobody was getting hit because
I couldn't believe it.
It was like rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're lucky. I mean, that guy was lucky.
So lucky.
People here are, you know, running towards a car that's clearly on fire.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be you. Casey would do that.
Would it be you?
No.
No?
I'd be too afraid.
Although you have very good instincts as far as like, remember when we did the Camp Ripley?
Oh, and I know.
You had to be the...
The lead surgeon.
The lead surgeon on anything.
And lead general and lead in every way.
Well, that's just because she's watched so many medical procedures.
No, but we took a class. But Lori, you're a follower in traumatic situations.
Very much
when,
so.
If there's talking involved, straight talking, she leads.
I was shot right away in the event that happened.
She wouldn't be good alone. Yeah. She needs a partner.
Yeah. I would.
You need a partner in all these things. You do. Well, you said on Friday, if Cher doesn't get nominated into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
If she doesn't get it, because she was nominated. Like if she's not voted in.
I'm not coming to work on Monday. So Lori's here and we'll be back with the rest of the story.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Lori and Julia here for Tressler Law. And Lori and I, together, we've been through 3 divorces, and we've been doing ads with Ann Tressler for some time now. So there are a lot of things that we've learned over the years about the divorce process.
That's right, Julia. And probably the biggest decision you'll make after the big decision to split, of course, is choosing the right divorce attorney. Don't make the same mistakes I made.
Step one is choosing an attorney who only practices family law. There are so many intricacies in state law when it comes to divorce, and you want someone on your side that knows how to navigate all the possible scenarios.
Don't choose an attorney who only tells you what you want to hear. You want someone to tell you how the law works and helps you set realistic goals.
And of course, choose a divorce attorney that you're comfortable working with and that you trust. We've gotten to know Anne and her team of trustworthy attorneys, and she'll help you find the perfect one for your situation and budget.
Call Tressler Law for your free one-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
That's right.
This is a banger.
This is a banger. You know it. You know it. And she's been eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame since 1988. If you're counting, that's about 34 years. But last year, when she was on, last December, when she was on Kelly Clarkson talking about her great Christmas album, and Kelly said to her, she said, I read somewhere that you were not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because, like, which, let's face it, it's really like a pop music
yes,
Hall of Fame.
Is.
I can't believe that. And she sure said, yeah, you know what? And I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million. I'm never going to change my mind. They can just go, you know what, themselves. So the story is that Jan Wenner, who is one of the co-founders of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And Rolling Stone magazine.
Rolling Stone magazine. Us Weekly was another thing he started.
Like women.
Anyway, he did a book last year and had a ghostwriter, and all of the things that he might say to small circles of friend, or the things you think inside but don't say out loud, were said out loud in this book, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame booted him from the board.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Jan Wenner, I've read a couple different things that this, his ghostwriter had an axe to grind, but I've also, it's been known that Jan Wenner can be quite an a-hole. And apparently he had an axe to grind with Cher. And so he kept her off the ballot, both Cher and Sonny and Cher, even though they have been eligible since 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to be a joke. I've complained about it the entire 22 years I've been on the air here. I'm just like, how can Cher... And 20 years ago, Cher had a number one Billboard Hot 100 song for five successive decades.
Yep.
We're now 20 years later. Now it's seven successive decades. She gets on the ballot because Jan Wenner's gone. Also, Jan Wenner hated Mick Jones. So Foreigner was on the ballot for the first time this year. And they were voted in. Mariah Carey was eligible, first-time nominee. She did not get in. That's fine, Mimi. Cher had to wait 34 damn years.
That's right.
Dionne Warwick is in there, the late Big Mama Thornton, the MC5.
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett is in there. And Dave Matthews, Peter Frampton. But,
Ozzy Osbourne.
A lot of writings of wrong. Because, like, Ozzy was in with Black Sabbath.
I got it.
Yeah, so... It's like the fall of the Berlin Wall in the rock and roll world with this announcement. So I'm sure Dolly reached out to her right away, because Dolly would have shared with her Cher that when she was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she said she didn't want it. She didn't want to be. Remember, she tried to back out of it and not understand.
She changed her mind and did an album.
That's right. Did a whole rock album. So I have no doubt that Cher... you know, will be there. I'm sure that, you know, she doesn't have to be beholden to her words. Because Kelly Clarkson last December was just absolutely, what do you mean you're not in the Rock and Roll? You're Cher.
Right.
She was absolutely like, that was something she just hung on to. And Cher was just like, I know. Can you believe it? I mean, I wouldn't be in it. No. And she probably didn't even like realize that it was Jan Wenner blocking her.
Well,
maybe she did. Maybe she didn't care. But she had a funny quote also maybe like 15 years ago about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and herself, kind of a self-deprecating joke. I can't remember it now, but I did quote it for a while because I would always get all worked up every year.
I know you did.
At the nomination time and then when the actual thing, and I'd always say, well, so what? Anyway, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is really, it's really a pop music hall of fame. Every kind of music.
It is. But she has not posted. That was the first thing I went to
today.
She
hasn't posted since February, Julie. She hasn't posted on Instagram since she was in Milan 3 weeks ago. She is in love with Anthony.
You got to go to her Twitter, though, because there's a gorgeous picture of her and him sitting in a chair behind her.
That's on Instagram.
Yeah,
when
beautiful.
They were in Milan for the Dolce & Gabbana
beautiful.
Show.
He looks beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. She hasn't been doing anything. So she's not returned any reporters' phone calls. She hasn't returned, the non-existent call I didn't make to her.
Well, I can't believe no one's calling to get her on our show for you, Lori. The induction ceremony is going to take place October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. It'll stream live on Disney Plus, but it'll be available the next day on Hulu.
Yeah. So, and I mean, you know, I get what they were trying to do. Apparently, they announced this last night on American Idol.
I told you Ryan Seacrest went on there to announce it.
Yeah. It's that show needs.
Well, tonight tonight they're going to have juice.
Well, who's that?
Meghan Trainor's going to go on and do some stuff. I think it's two nights, American Idol. Well, we don't watch it. You know, some people watch it, but, you know, their big news today was that Luke Bryan was performing over the weekend and a fan threw a cell phone up on stage and he's singing and he steps on the phone and literally wipes out flat on his fanny and his back. He could have got hurt so bad. I mean, but he wasn't.
Look what happened to our one girl, Bebe Rexha, with her eye.
I think they must be getting sick of people throwing crap up on stage.
Really and truly. But anyway, I'm real happy for Cher. I wonder who will induct her. Will it be Meryl Streep, who gave her the iHeart Radio Icon Award? And she was funnier than the heck, both of them.
Because they were in movies together. The movie's so good.
Yeah. But anyway, I certainly
hope. Do the inductees get to choose who they have? Okay. But who will sing her music? That's what I think would be more fun. I want to know.
Again, that's, it's kind of up, the artist picks. From what I have
understood. When is the last time you've watched?
I watch it every year. I
do. You
are the rock and roll. This year was a great one. Pat Benatar and... It was so, so good because HBO used to just like turn on the recorder, the camera, and it'd be like 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
And now
it was edited.
It's edited to like a 2 hour show. I mean, if you're a music fan, you cannot miss, especially if you like some of the people being inducted. And Mary J. Blige, Kool & the Gang, A Tribe Called Quest.
It's weird that Cher's been so long and then you see Mary J. Blige, who's so much younger. That is weird.
Cher was kept off the ballot by Jan Wenner.
I see.
She probably told him to bleep off 35 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever.
As one
turned him down for an interview. He didn't, I mean, he kept her off and he also... Who knows how many other people he had that power to do that. She's never been nominated. She's been eligible for 34 years.
That's
weird. A long vendetta
That is a very long one.
So it always was sort of, I remember John Bream would be kind of like, because he votes in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, you're right about that.
And we would ask him periodically about Cher. And he said it's a political thing, what's going on with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and who gets nominated. You have to be, it has to be 25 years from your first hit to be eligible. That's the thing.
I'm waiting for David Cassidy to get in.
He might already
be
in, Julia. Don't go saying stuff like that without, like, he might already
be in. I'm actually wondering if the Partridge Family is David Cassidy, because last weekend he had a big birthday and his younger brother, Sean, posted a picture and how much he missed his older brother. Mm-hmm. And is Sean, but you're probably right, he probably is.
Yeah.
I'm going to look
Lenny at it. Kravitz is going to.
Looks like he's absent from that list.
Yeah, he is not on it.
Yeah. Well, I don't put Cher and David Cassidy in the same category.
Absolutely.
Well, that
not.
Was the problem for David Cassidy. No one thought of him as a rock and roll star, Lori. That was his problem.
And I get it. For 2 years, he was bigger than Elvis and the Beatles combined. I get that. But I will not let you slurry Cher with the dregs of David Cassidy right now.
I'm just saying, I wonder. Yeah. I just wondered out loud if he was on it. He's not. He's not.
Years, 34 years of snubs from the woman, the only person, the first person to have a number one hit in seven
you're done.
Continuous decades.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Okay, our fashion catalyst, the OG fashion catalyst. That was Grant, when we first met, Grant Whitaker is with us. There's some fun events coming up, but really, he just brought us these...
Bedazzled.
Once in a lifetime.
Literally.
Literally disco hoodie dresses.
Yes.
That are so fantastic. Yes. Thank you, darling.
I figured you guys could wear them in your second career from here.
Oh, we're going to wear them to one of our live broadcasts, hopefully during Gay Pride Month.
Totally.
Somewhere fabulous.
All the, like, literally, you can be fashion sparkle twins.
Oh, I like it. Thank you, honey. I'm trying to think of the first time we had you on. You were on with probably Allie and Harmony or something first. I can't even remember.
The first time I was on with you, you were doing live, like from Glamorama.
Oh, okay.
On the, like, I was literally the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember the yellow blazer that you love to make fun of?
Yes.
From,
like, it was Glamorama. No, that's how we met you.
No, it was from Learners. Who was the other one?
Ann Taylor. You were like, I love your yellow blazer. And I give the secret away.
He did. Yeah. It was from a girl star. But it was so much fun. And then you just became the fashion catalyst. And you're looking all hot and all that today.
I did a little denim, a little sparkly boot.
You're very Dolce. Okay.
I am, yes.
So this is one of the looks right now, because we're seeing patchwork denim that we grew up with come back really in style. Talk to us about how to do it.
Well, it's funny. Like, I mean, with denim, I think the overall thing is you can totally go like high low. I mean, and so you were commenting, of course, because I came in with a very beautiful Cavalli coat, but then my jeans are like Hudson, but then I got my little patches and ironed them on because I didn't want to spend the $4,000 on the Dolce & Gabbana ones.
And I, of course, recognize them from Learners or whatever this, who is the Joanne Fabrics.
Yes, with all the sewing you do.
But I do sewing. But I put them on the inside and then do a white stitch around them. But
and see, they look better this way, don't they?
How about you also remind me, I have to say, very Roberto Cavalli, God rest his soul, who just passed away, and your look is giving me that,
Well,
too.
It is Cavalli. The coat is Cavalli,
okay,
yes.
Well,
I know everything. I'm like the fashion guy.
Okay, first of all, people who went to your Hope Chest fashion show on Saturday said it was the bomb. Everything you do is the bomb. And Fashion Week, was it successful, all the events?
Yes. So, you know, I just was able to work on the preview show and support Sarah and Stephanie and that whole group, which was really lovely. And then it was nice to have my own show in the midst of it. I love working with Galleria. It was Galleria, Hope Chest, all things breast cancer. It just is such a lovely situation. It was our fifth year. It was really big. We went over to the West End, the Galleria. So just a lot of fun. Oh, you know, I try to bring a little sparkle.
No, you always bring
sparkle. It's that gay attitude. You can't help it.
We love
it.
What are you bringing it to next? What is our next sparkly event?
Well, you know, it's funny. Like this week coming up, I have a building opening. I'm working with the Waterbury. It's that new building that's like literally where the BP used to be, right by Whole Foods in Uptown.
Yes.
Across from that old, it's been there for a long time, right by, you know, Biddy Masque, the Calhoun situation.
Yes.
And so this Waterbury building is really amazing. It's got the best fixtures. So we're putting together a little opening spread for them. You know, I do all things creative these days. I own a creative agency, but it's all fashion. Then next, I'll be a judge at Derby, which we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Okay. Well, you should tell us right now about this, because this is... this is a fun event.
It is.
And we're only, what, 3 weekends away from the Derby?
We are. And so Madeline Nachbar and I from Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine get to come in and work as the fashion judges for the evening. So, of course, it's Derby. Karen Morris, millinery. Oh, my God. If you don't know Karen Morris, the hats are incredible, the work she does. You know, Karen's not just a local milliner. I mean, she is like the Derby person, you know. So this is really great. Karen decided to put on an event called Winner Circle. This is May 4th. It's at the Hilton Canopy. The show was styled by Amy Seaman. She's also working with Sip and Bloom, which is David. So all of these really great creative minds are coming together to do a really great show. And for the first time, Madeline and I just get to sit back and judge your fashions for the day.
I'm looking at her hats are amazing.
Website. Oh my
word. This is an event on Saturday on Kentucky Derby from 2 to 6. And it's going to be an elegant, you know, come dressed to impress in your derby looks. There's going to be a fun, it's $85 per person, but you get drinks.
And a fashion show.
Happy appetizers and sweets. Entry into the best hat outfit, swag bag, lots of other things, silent auction. And then you watch the derby. And then you get to win things.
Anyone who comes can enter the fashion competition.
Absolutely, yes. And then we will create, we're still in the midst of creating those categories because we want them to be a little bit of a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But nothing like too hard that you can't match. You know,
I love this.
Just think derby and color.
One of the coolest things is one of our friends is This Old Horse.
Yes.
That 25% of ticket sales will be donated to This Old Horse. Nancy Turner and her team out there do an amazing job.
They really do.
And they do in the morning a 5K run for the roses where they take care of horses after everyone kind of is done with them and put them out to pasture. And they take care of all these lovely horses.
Well, and the host also for the evening is Mark Irving, of course, who used to be a jockey out at Canterbury, who's from England. So you also, it's like all this fun kind of expertise in one. It's really nice,
where
though,
is
sometimes
this
just to sit back.
Where is this Hilton?
So the Hilton Canopy is really near the U.S. Bank Stadium right there.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. In a merger, we saw them there. Yeah, okay.
So it's so lovely. And they do also, like, if you've never been there besides the event, they do really lovely live music.
Sarah wants us to know that Canopy is gorgeous.
Yes.
It's gorgeous. We've been in there. That is really a beautiful property.
Yeah, I'm looking at the both of you, by the way. You both look really good.
Thank you. Our skincare routine has been
It's amazing.
I went to the eye doctor, and I'm glad I'm not looking cross-eyed at you right now.
No.
I have lots of drops.
Your skin looks amazing, though, over there. You like the same rosy color as your coat.
Thank you. This sounds fun. We've posted a link for people to sign up.
Yes.
So go to the Lori and Julia show page. And if you don't have that, is it on Eventbrite?
It is. Okay. Or you can actually just go to Karen Morris Hats.
Okay.
And all the information will come up for you. Yeah, it's fabulous. Karen really is so talented. She's also the kindest individual I have ever met in my life. She really is. And talk about artistry. I mean, her hats are global. I mean, they really are.
She's in the style guide for the Kentucky Derby this year.
Yes.
One of her hats. And, you know, I will say, as having Julia and I have gone, we're lucky enough to go to the Kentucky Derby 2 years in a row. And it is a nonstop fashion parade. It was so fun that way.
Yeah.
And however your creativity, you know,
men
blows you to the wind.
Can play
yes.
big time
it
in
was
this.
It was really exciting. It was just like it so much fun for your eyes. So
I always love like the notion of like black and white and red and very Julia Roberts, you know, at the polo match, you know, there's just such great things you can do with derby. It's always so much fun.
I think I ended up having a last minute one at my house last year and got out all the hats.
All the hats.
Because our listeners made us hats.
Yeah.
And they were so kind to us. People have been so nice.
We got hats the very first year at Herberger's. We went to Herberger's.
Yes, we did.
Because it was around Easter time or Passover. You know, we couldn't find a hat. We're like, a department store.
I remember you guys were doing a broadcast once and I came out to a Herberger's.
Yes.
And you were literally sitting in the midst of the most blinged out jewelry I had ever seen. I was like, of course, this is where they are. I didn't have to look for them.
I loved Herberger's.
Oh my God. It was so fun. Yes.
Oh,
they used to do great fashion shows too.
Yes, they did.
They really did. Oh. I know. All these fabulous department stores.
I know.
You know?
All right. It's called Winner's Circle, a Kentucky Derby party. Presented by Karen Morris Millinery, but just go Google Karen Morris hats.
Yes.
This sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really fun. I mean, the thing is, overall, derby is such a good time.
It's
so
fun.
You get a little mint julep, you get a great outfit, you know, you can have a good time, you can leave a little sloppy if you need to.
I wish I could go to this party.
I know, I'm trying to think of where I am.
At the New Orleans Jazz Fest and decidedly different.
And your sparkly hoodie, maybe.
Maybe, yes. Maybe. It could be kind of swampy, high boot. Though. Kind of swampy hot during the day. Yeah.
Swampy is a lot.
Yeah, I know it. So we'll
swampy
see.
Is a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need a good hat there
oh,
so you
I
don't have to do.
Oh, I have a good hat. Yeah. I have a good hat.
Because that humidity doesn't do well with the blonde hair.
Yeah, that's why the hat will be firmly on top of my head. Oh, and the festival hours are like 11 to 7.
And we'll
like
see this. If Lori usually has to buy an extra pair of shoes because her feet swell to like Bigfoot.
My feet were swollen on the drive to Duluth. I was like, Lori. What have I done?
Lori.
Oh. No, I suffer from one fat foot.
Is it dairy or something?
Ah, who the hell knows? One fat foot. I think it's the
O-F-F.
Foot.
O-F-F. Yes. One fat
fracture.
Is it fungus? No.
It's fractured. It fractured sprain. Let's just say I had a half yes. hand on it once.
Yeah. Do you pay extra at the for the pedicure? Yeah. You're paying
so
extra
funny.
For that one toe.
I try to go in the morning when I'm not so swollen.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's like, lady, you need more polish. You're paying extra. No, thank you.
You're so funny. Can we talk some fashion and some celebrities?
Of course we can.
We're going to take a quick break. We're with Grant Whitaker. You can always follow Grant at Grant Whitaker Style.
Yeah, or it's just Grant W Creative, literally on Instagram.
Yeah, that's yes. where we thank want you. To
I'm easily
you.
Googled.
Yeah, you are.
You're lovely. We'll be right back. It's Lori and Julia, my talk. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Learning RX. I did hear our cute ad today on the air, Lori, on the way to work, and it makes me just laugh and smile. Learning RX is just, it's so good. We've just been touting the virtues of Learning RX for so long, and it really changes lives. If you have a child that really struggled this school year, and you're like, oh, I don't, we've tutored, we've taken them out of the class for the special reading programs and things, why not just find out, take the one-hour assessment, a nationally recognized test called the Woodcock-Johnson test, and find out what is at the root cause of them not being able to read. It could be how they're listening to the sounds. It could be their short-term memory isn't in place. It could be, you know, dyslexia, other things are going on, but they get to the root cause of it, and then they design a program specific to you or your loved one that attacks this through one-on-one brain training. It works. Call them today, 50% off the assessment when you mention us. We're just taking pictures and pooing and eyeing.
Yes.
During the break. You're just so much good energy. Okay, so, Lori, Celine Dion is on the cover of Vogue.
France.
Did you see it?
I just did.
You just saw it.
I literally just saw it. Wow.
Revealing my beauty at 55. It's the first time she's spoken about the stiff person syndrome that she has.
Which is so, like, so sad.
So sad. 1,000 people in the whole world have it. They know nothing about it, but she's spending, I think, a lot of her own money and has a team of, you know,
specialists.
Helping her. But this is what she said. And I mean, the photos are amazing. Leah posted them for our viewing pleasure, but she said, she will always have this. There is no
cure for it.
And apparently you like start locking up.
Yep.
And she said, I hope that we will find a miracle, a way to cure with scientific research. But for now I have to learn to live with it. And 5 days a week, she does intense athletic, physical, and vocal therapy for like 8 hours.
Wow. Well, you know she's a dedicated person.
She said, oh, totally.
And then the other 2 days, she just like basically stays in bed. She's probably exhausted. She's so exhausted. And then she also let Vogue France know that she accepts no free clothes from designers.
Oh.
She doesn't want to be beholden
to anybody.
To taking pictures or posting or
love
having
that.
Anything.
She's got her own money.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she wore that jacket backwards.
Maybe.
Yeah, all those
she
years
said,
ago.
I'll style it the way I want to style it.
Yeah, that white
but
one.
But it
at
was
the Oscars.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
That made all the lists.
It
do
did.
You? Okay, so as far as, you know, good for Celine.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful
it's
pictures.
Beautiful, beautiful.
She looks stunning.
She mm-hmm. does. I was looking up the spring 2024 trends, and I'm just wondering, one of them. Scared me, which was the work shirt, the see-through white on everything. What do you think of this whole beach cover-up trend that people are wearing out at night?
Well, it's funny because it started more with just the overall sheer trend, yes, sheer, which progresses and progresses.
Now we're into mesh.
Yes. And, you know, listen, I think there's nothing wrong with it as long as you detail it the right way. So, for example, recently I showed a very arty trench coat. Lots of colors, lots of things. But we put the perfect, like, simple black dress under it. A little bit of jewelry. And it looked amazing. So you can do all of those things. You just have to think about what are the, like, accompanying pieces. Is there a neutral? Is there a solid color? You know, just think about those things. You don't want to do a lot of print with anything sheer. I mean, think about overall, like, a perfect designer who had done sheer really in great ways was like Jean-Paul Gaultier. Mm-hmm. But that's where that whole tattoo, like, you know, those optics came into play.
If you go to Sturgis, this is the prevalent fashion. Right. The mesh tattooed. I mean, it really is this side of tacky trashy.
But, you know, the thing is, it can be classy. It just depends on how you put it together.
Yeah, Hibachi or Abachi? Or what is
Versace or Hibachi?
I say Versace.
Oh, okay. Yes. Some of it needs to be
What about
Hibachi?
The big blazers? The big long blazers.
That's getting to be a lot of hibachi.
Yeah.
Because the truth is, like, how many times can you belt in a coat? How many times can you make something look like it's meant to fit you? Mm-hmm. It's a lot right now. I think it's just too much.
Too much work.
I saw Lisa Rinna a couple weeks ago come out on Mark and Kelly. And, you know, she's working with through her daughters,
yes,
a lot of designers.
Of
and she's been... But she... looked so it was like a suit coat that David Byrne would have walked away from in Talking Heads. And every time she moved in the coat, it was distracting. She looked like a mask puppet in a, you know, 16th century play or something, you know, like a bobblehead up and down. It made, I'm like, she doesn't even look comfortable. And they didn't even have a good conversation as a result.
Well, and it's those trends
also. Because
she
was so uncomfortable and probably always worried.
It's those trends that also, I think, unfortunately, make things sometimes unhealthy because you have to be so tiny to really try to pull it off at times. I mean, you just do, because if not, you're like, somebody's like, oh, was that too big in your closet or did you lose weight? Or there's all the questions that come with it. And so you're like, it's not even worth it. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we know that fashion comes and goes. We know that the celebrities, of course, drive the certain things that we want. It just doesn't mean it's for everybody.
I agree. Yeah. I'm not wearing my underpants out
Hibachi
at night.
It Hibachi to death.
Okay, what about roses?
Oh, you know what? I think that's a true Versace, because anything floral is really timeless.
Yeah.
It truthfully is. You can get the best buy out of something that has floral print and bring it back. Think about the floral and the colors in there. You can mix and match it anyway. Speaking of print with like neutrals, what a great way to do that.
You can sassy up a hat if you're going to a Kentucky
Derby
party.
You really can. You know, like, they're like floral coats, for example. Oh my God, so gorgeous. Imagine like a red floral print with like a little bit of blush and then a red dress underneath it. Oh. A really great red shoe, little red handbag. Oh my God, lovely.
Well, that does sound lovely. So Lori,
Versace.
You wear that.
All right.
I can't wear prints. I'm too short. I mean, just has to be a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
You need a good coat.
I need a good coat.
Yes.
I need a good coat. The other one, the high-waisted.
Well, I'm wearing really high-waisted jeans.
I kind of have a high.
And I like a high waist. Same. I mean, the truth is, if you have a good, sometimes it can make your whole torso much longer.
Yeah.
Your legs a lot longer. So it just depends on how you work it. I love like a white cami, a high-waisted jean, a really good sport coat, a really good heel or a really good boot. Mm-hmm. What a great outfit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Because you can think about the practicalities in the outfit versus trying to make it fashion.
Yeah.
You know, plus you can probably have that burger you really want and get away with it.
There you go. And what about the, the funny looking jean jackets right now? Because they're like bigger and blousier. And I went shopping this weekend.
Yeah, I did.
I did see some funny looking jean jackets. I don't get it.
There are a lot of like bad denim coats out there.
Yeah, like, they're very 80s looking.
Yeah, really bad and like stonewashed and weird.
Yeah, I can't do stonewash.
No, I can't either. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, I love denim on denim in the right way. Mm-hmm. But you also like, don't be afraid to take that Western inspiration, because then you know it fits and it fits great and it's going to look great and it's always going to stay in style. Stay away from those weird slouchy coats. Those are the ones that end up, you know, like speaking of being sustainable, you know, those are the ones that end up in the bins that we don't want to.
That we don't want. Right. Lori, what were the pants that Cher had been wearing for 40 years?
Well, it was kind of a high-waisted, you know, like a combat pant.
That she's had for 40 years.
Had a couple pockets
but those sound
in the
kind
front.
Of like, oh, for Cher, you mean?
Yes.
Oh my God, those were amazing,
yeah,
right?
She's had them for like 40 years.
Oh my God, I want to have those pants for 40 years. Yeah. They were amazing.
I'm but trying to think of our longest jeans.
Or... Well, Patty Wilson, who styles her, oh my God.
She's very good.
She is such an incredible stylist. Like, I mean, such an incredible stylist. She makes people look like a million
bucks. I wonder
how
she got that job with Cher. I mean, would Cher be like the top of the, one of the top of the...
Totally.
People to style. And
Beyonce,
she seems fun.
Cher.
Well, but she seems fun. Cher totally. Seems like she would be a hoot.
But everything comes through like who you know. I mean, yeah, I think, I mean, even in the world of like what I do, it's like if you're good at it and you work hard and you have a sense of style overall, people respond. The bigger part of that is somebody like Patty probably knows people's bodies.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest part of it is understand the shapes, the sizes, those things. The textures, the materials, what works together. As long as you do that study, I mean, I think these days everybody thinks that they're a stylist.
Right. I don't.
Listen,
I do not.
Yeah.
I mean, I will tell you at 17, like standing behind like Jill Sander, who was smoking cigarettes nonstop as like an intern. You got coffee for 2 weeks. You weren't allowed to talk to anybody. You weren't allowed to do anything.
Yeah.
So I learned like the really hard way.
Yeah.
I mean, I will never forget her head turning around with the cigarette in her mouth. Asking me in German if I liked a certain dress, and I said, I love the green one better. And she took a puff of her cigarette and said, ja, ich auch, which means yeah, me too.
Okay.
And then, like, literally, I was the one who got to sit at the show the next week in the balcony and watch.
Because you were honest with her, too. She probably liked that.
She's you like, I like the gay boy. He can stay.
But, oh my gosh. I want to remind people though, because we're running out of time here, Grant. Love you. You know that. You're coming to see us before we leave many times.
Good.
Just stay on the rotation. That people, if you want to do something super fun and affordable on Kentucky Derby Day, Winner's Circle, the Kentucky Derby Party is presented by Karen Morris Millinery or Hats. And it's from 2 to 6 at the Canopy by Hilton. Yeah. We do have a link up. It's only $85 per person. You get a lot of stuff. It'll be fun.
Oh,
you
yeah.
always are at fun events. So
yes,
I will say that.
What are you wearing? Do you know yet?
I kind of do. I have like two things on the rack. One's like more in a violet tone, which could be really cool. Or the other one is like this black and white. And, you know, I'm an avid consignment shopper. I found this trench coat, speaking of sheer. It's like the Sheer-esque trench coat, but it's got really this weird houndstooth
what
print
place
all over it.
Were you
tell
at?
Us,
Fashion
tell,
Avenue in
Fashion
Edina.
Avenue, you were, that's a good one.
That's
oh,
a great,
it's
that's
such a great one.
Yes.
But you know what I love about this event is it's also, I'm a stylist supporting another group of stylists, another group of creatives. They support me. Mm-hmm. It's really nice to sometimes also just look at your peers and go, you do your thing.
Yeah.
We're just going to show up and party with you and we'll judge the folks.
I know. I love that you can be the judge,
I know
don't
it.
You?
I know.
I
kind of do.
Yeah.
I do. And we'll do it in a really fun, kind way.
I know you will. We got to go. So great seeing you. This is Lori and Julie on My Talk. We will be right back.